This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Get out and enjoy yourself. We've been to the Hot 25 has been out to two Decatur Park District places over the last number of weeks. We were at Scoville Zoo, which is now able to accept more visitors. They got the new cheetahs. Those cheetahs are pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the big talk.
They all have their different personalities, right?
Mm-hmm. And you know, standing there watching animals like that, you start to figure out which one's your favorite, and then you come back and, hey, here's so-and-so, you know?
Well, they're open for business and a great way to spend some quality time with your family. We were also out at the Overlook Adventure Park for Putt-Putt, and they just dedicated a new playground out there thanks to Junior Welfare. Bill Clevenger joins us on this Monday morning. Let's start with Bill before we talk about the fun. We had some terrible storms over the weekend and a lot of damage. How much damage was done in the Decatur Parks?
Well, Brian, if you right now, if you begin to hear some chainsaws in the background, right outside my office, we had a huge tree down. I think we lost about 15 or 16 trees throughout the park system, and numerous big limbs. And you know, the back nine, for example, at Red Tail Run on Sunday morning was just small twigs and sticks and limbs all over the place. So I've got all that cleaned up, and that's what our crews will be doing all day today. We lost power at the airport for a short period of time. Ameren got that back on. So we dealt with the weather all weekend, so to speak, here.
All right. Well, good luck and thank you to the whole crew. I'm sure they worked long hours and will continue to work long hours getting all of that cleared up and cleaned up. But, man, it's just a mess. It was a heck of a storm. The light show alone was unbelievable.
Yeah, it sure was.
All right. Let's talk about the opening of the new playground there at Overlook. How did all of that happen? How did that come together with Junior Welfare?
You know, Junior Welfare, our staff, Jill Appleby with the Park Foundation, and got together with Junior Welfare and began to talk about what might be needs in the park district. And playgrounds are always a big need for us, particularly to continue to upgrade playgrounds, because I heard your piece the other day on playground, the evolution of playgrounds. It for me, is an interesting subject because we've moved from very traditional equipment now to equipment that gives kids opportunities to learn, to develop physically, to interact with other people. There's a lot of dynamics at play here, in literally and figuratively, when it comes to the subject of play and how it benefits kids' growth and development. So what a nice addition over there. It's a free amenity to the park. You can head over there. Again, we encourage people to be safe, social distancing. There are some guidelines for playgrounds as well. So you can go over, play on the playground, get an ice cream cone for your kids, look at the fair foodery, play putt-putt, a whole bunch of things to do over there, but do it responsibly.
And it's easy to do. You guys have put stuff down on the ground as far as spacing is concerned, standing in line, all of that. All people have to do is just have a little consideration for others, and we can enjoy, you know, a lot of what we were able to enjoy before. Let me ask you about outdoor fitness classes. I was looking on the website, which it says click here for more information, and I can't click. This is something that I'm very interested in, and I think a lot of people are. What are you doing with the outdoor classes?
Well, we've moved a number of our classes outdoors. Tracy Hewitt, our fitness supervisor at the DISC, has been pretty creative through this whole pandemic. She was one of the first to jump right on the Facebook Live classes and develop quite a following. And then last Monday night, we had Moonlight Yoga.
Oh, at the amphitheater, yes.
At the amphitheater, we sure did. We still try to take advantage of that wonderful space in different ways with the exercise program. So, again, trying to follow the guidance that we've been given, trying to be safe, trying to keep our customers safe. It's a balancing act every day, Brian. You know, one of the other things I want to talk about a little bit with you this morning too, I saw your visit to Rock Springs. What a wonderful organization for our community. People can really get outside and enjoy nature out there, and to have the parks in the city and the conservation district coupled together. You know, we've worked together for decades. It's just a real benefit for our overall community.
We have such green space. Maybe people who have lived here their entire lives don't realize, you know, per capita, if you look around the rest of the state, I mean, we are so blessed with all of the green space that we have here.
Yeah, you can, just as an example, you can take Champaign and Urbana, Bloomington and Normal park space, add it all together in their city parks, and it doesn't equate to what we have. So we have about 2,000 acres in the parks and another 2,100 at the airport, and I'm not sure what the acreage is at Rock Springs, but they just have supernatural areas.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So people can get outside and do it. Who would we we'll get somebody on from the disc, because I'm very interested in finding out more about these outdoor fitness classes. I think one of the things that will change, Bill, and I've listened to some really smart people that say this pandemic is really an accelerator, meaning that things that would naturally evolve on their own over a given space of time have just been hurried up by a factor of like 1,000. I think your outdoor fitness park there in Nelson, I think outdoor classes, I think your use of the amphitheater with, you know, yoga, because you've got all this room to space out. I think this is going to be the future of working out.
You know, I would absolutely agree with you. And I noticed a tick upward at the former Scoville Golf Course. People out there walking, using the paths for walking, jogging, biking, whole bunch of different activities, but people getting out of doors. I noticed the article in the paper the other day about the bike shops and the tick upward in bike shops. People are moving outdoors. Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, Kyle May tells us every Tuesday, I mean, they can't get bikes. I mean, that's how people are either digging their own out of the garage and getting them repaired, or they're coming in and buying new. And that's what people are, I mean, so in some weird way, you know, you guys are so well situated to deal with this. I don't think anyone wants to deal with it, but if there is a positive or an upside, is that we have the availability of land and space in our community to accommodate all of this.
Yeah, we sure do. And hopefully very soon we're going to be out to bid for that next section of bike trail from Cresthaven Park that'll connect with the Forsyth Trail system. And then we've got one more section between that to get completed, and then you'll be able to go all the way from Rock Springs, Fairview Park, all the way out to Forsyth, and ultimately we hope to connect Mount Zion to that trail system as well.
It's only what, about 30 years in the making, right?
Well, you remember when we started.
I do. Everyone thought it was going to be the end of the community, which is really hard to believe when you think about it now. Who do we talk to get somebody on about the outdoor fitness classes and the disc and what all you guys are offering over there?
I'll get Jamie Gower and Tracy Hewitt.
All right, we'll get them on. Bill, have a great day. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Great. Bill Clevenger from the Decatur Park District. They're so well-suited to take advantage of this as far as being able to offer what the community is looking for.
Yeah, you're not wrong, Brian. They've got plenty of outdoor space, which he detailed, and they've also got the huge indoor facilities, and they've got they've just figured out how to do it, and they've been measured all the way along, not racing out to it. And you look up and Overlook Adventure, which you guys went to just a few weeks ago.
What an amazing place that is.
Right. It's at the same capacity it was last year, plus a playground. So, I mean,
next year
we'll have the water park. Yeah. It's just
and there were a few years ago, right, where, mm-hmm. where people were understandably upset. And I get that everybody in I think I read a Herald Review editorial somewhere over the weekend about everybody can just like chill out about, you know, like every answer has got to be right or wrong and everything. Like there's no subtle. When they closed Nelson Golf Course. Now, I enjoyed Nelson Golf Course. Not really. It wasn't a great golf course. I mean, there were some retirees. There were, you know, maybe 50 people that loved that golf course. And when they closed it, everybody's like, rah, rah, rah. Look at what's there now and what's to come and what could be. I mean, look in 5 years what it's become, and then what does it look like 10 years from now? And there's so much land there to do all of what recreation looks like in 2020 and beyond, particularly now in the middle of this pandemic. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've spent an entire day at Nelson now.
So many people have, mm-hmm. versus how many people actually played Nelson Golf Course.
Right. Yeah, and that doesn't count the numerous times that you just go and do one thing and leave. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've literally spent the entire day doing mini golf, the ropes course, the batting cages, eating there, and then walking down or going down to the concert that evening. Yep. You know, I mean, we're connecting these dots that weren't possible before, and our park system is is one of our biggest assets, and that's for sure.
No doubt about it. And they're poised to sort of even do more because of the availability of land. I mean, there's when you're landlocked, there's nothing you can – I mean, that's it.
Right.
And if you look at Champaign and Bloomington, like combined, do not have the space that we do here. And I think about smarter, better ways to use that space. And I said before pandemic, I was all over the Scoville Golf Course thing because I'd been to literally – One of the most unbelievable resorts in all of golf in Hawaii, and they closed, they had three golf courses, and they closed the third due to lack of play and let it overgrow and turn into this very sort of natural space where people could work out and exercise, and it's unbelievable. And I thought Scoville's just perfectly poised with the hills and I could see snowboarding and ski. I mean, you could do like winter, 12 months
a year. Right. Yeah, I mean, it's just begging to be developed in that way, to be cleverly made for people to come enjoy.
Yes.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.